Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us an hour earlier than our typical time so that we can bring you NPR's live gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Senate impeachment trial. Today's question and answer session with the senators alternating by party and asking questions of each of the legal teams. That's what's going to take up today's program. It's expected to be about 8 hours of actual Q&A, and then it continues tomorrow. They'll do it again for a similar length of time. Now, tonight at 7 o'clock, we are going to be bringing you the live coverage of the Los Angeles County District Attorney's debate and the incumbent Jackie Lacey, her two challengers, former San Francisco DA George Gascon, and former public defender Rachel Rossi. All three of them will be debating. KPCC's Libby Denkman and the LA Times' Robert Green will be hosting that debate. You'll be able to hear it live right here on KPCC as well as kpcc.org, and it'll be streaming on the KPCC website as well. In case the hearing, the Senate trial is still going on as of 7 o'clock tonight, you'll be able to hear that at NPR.org. Later this hour, as much of the publishing world's attention has been on John Bolton's forthcoming book, we're going to talk about the controversy over the book American Dirt, chosen for Oprah Winfrey's book club, to a great deal of controversy and criticism, but the book has plenty of fans as well. It's in the top 10 sales on Amazon. We'll talk about the controversy that book has generated later this hour. But we begin first. The news, as you just heard from NPR, 201 Americans have been evacuated from the Chinese city that's at the center of the virus outbreak. That's Wuhan, March Air Reserve Base in Riverside, the site where just about an hour ago the jet arrived with those passengers aboard. Unclear how long they might be under observation or even potentially quarantined. When that flight was scheduled to go into Ontario Airport, they'd actually prepared a hangar, according to County Supervisor Kurt Hagman, where people were going to be expected to be checked out and potentially stay for a few days. Joining us to talk about Los Angeles County's efforts to deal with the coronavirus from Wuhan is Barbara Ferrer, director of L.A. County's Department of Public Health. Thank you so much, Dr. Ferrer, for being with us today.
Thanks, Larry. I'm happy to join you.
Do you have any information on whether there might be a quarantine of those Americans who were evacuated and arrived out in Riverside County?
We don't have that information. You know, I think the State Department is working closely with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You know, I do know that similar to any travelers that are coming from Wuhan and other places in China, there is always screening at the airport that's taking place to make sure that, in fact, folks who are symptomatic, that is that they have a fever and they have some respiratory illness symptoms, they're coughing, for example, those folks will get taken immediately to a healthcare facility where they can be followed up and appropriately tested. Folks who are asymptomatic are also given a lot of good information about what to look for, you know, over the next 14 days while they're traveling, to make sure that should they start developing symptoms, they are able to call a healthcare provider and get, again, the follow-up and the care that they might need.
I think a lot of the people that were evacuated are federal employees and their families, so I assume the federal government will be closely monitoring and talking with them regularly to see what their physical condition is. I want to invite listeners to call with questions about the coronavirus, which originated in Wuhan, China, has spread outside of that region, although it's still, that is the concentration zone for it. We're at 866-893-KPECC, our Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Barbara Ferrer, we have one documented case in Los Angeles County to this point.
Yes, we only have one documented case, and I want to clarify that the case is a traveler. This was actually a person who lives in Wuhan City who was coming through LAX. They did everything right. They started feeling ill as they landed. As soon as they got into the airport here in LAX, they were on their way back home to Wuhan City. They presented to the border control agents and let them know that they weren't feeling well, and immediately they were transferred to a healthcare facility for follow-up. They had very few close contacts, and of course, all of those close contacts are being followed by our public health nurses, so that we'll make sure that those close contacts, again, similar to monitoring that's happening all across the country, those close contacts are monitored so that we can make sure that they don't develop any signs or symptoms of potential novel coronavirus illness.
We also have another confirmed case in Orange County, so two of them here in Southern California. Are there
5 cases across the entire United States at this point? I know the situation in China looks very, very different with over 6,000 reported cases. But here in the United States, in spite of all the travel that has happened since December between China and the United States and other parts of Asia, we only have 5 confirmed cases.
What are some of the symptoms that would potentially indicate a person is suffering from this particular virus as opposed to a common flu? Or is it only through testing that that could be determined?
You can only actually make a definitive diagnosis of the novel coronavirus through a testing a procedure that's actually only done right now in Atlanta at the Centers for Disease Control. You know, I do want to let folks know we have a lot of respiratory illness that's around in our community here in LA County as well as in the rest of the nation. The symptoms are for any respiratory illnesses, including influenza, which, as you know, we're in the height of flu season, are, you know, running a fever and, you know, having respiratory symptoms such as coughing or shortness of breath. I do want to let folks know that you need to have been either traveling to places in China where there are cases of novel coronavirus, or you've been a very close contact to somebody who has a confirmed case of novel coronavirus in order to get the novel coronavirus. The high likelihood for folks who aren't travelers to China and haven't been there in the last 14 days, if you develop these respiratory symptoms, obviously, you know, particularly if you're running a fever, you know, we ask you to please stay home. If you have traveled to places in China or you are a close contact of somebody who's a confirmed case, then you do need to call your healthcare provider. Your healthcare provider will get in touch with us, and we will go ahead and make a plan about how to appropriately screen and, if necessary, do some further testing.
We're talking with Barbara Ferrer. She's the director of Los Angeles County's Department of Public Health. The World Health Organization's emergencies chief, Dr. Michael Ryan, said that many of the those who are exposed to this virus only have a mild version, a mild illness. He's estimated the death rate is about 2% compared to SARS, which was more than a decade ago, which is a related virus. That was about 10%. So I assume, Dr. Ferrer, it's important to keep in mind that this is much less virulent than SARS.
Yes, at this point in time, I mean, I do want to caution all of us to remember this similar to SARS, a new virus, and it will take us all of our scientists, some time to actually figure out exactly how it's transmitted, what the incubation period is, and then, you know, what is, as you talked about, you know, sort of the case mortality rate. You know, for example, how many people are likely to get very serious illness and die from this novel coronavirus. You know, I do agree with, you know, what's the statements that are coming out of the WHO and our own health department, you know, Center for Disease Control here, in Atlanta that really speak to the fact that at this point in time, the mortality rate does seem to be fairly low. But I think we have a lot to learn. We need to just remember that as new information comes in, we may be needing to modify our guidance to the public. You know, right now, we do not think the case we have, we are sure the case we have in L.A. County poses no immediate threat to the general public. There are no special precautions that the general public needs to take, and people should not be excluded from activities based on their race, country of origin, if they don't have symptoms of respiratory illness. It just, that doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have some breaking news. Fire is burning in a residential high-rise building at Wilshire Boulevard in Barrington in the Sawtelle area of West Los Angeles. The L.A. City Fire Department reports 5 people have been injured. I'm looking right now at television coverage, helicopter over the building, showing some residents on the roof of that building. And I can't tell if it's the 5th or 6th floor up. That building, again, at the corner of Wilshire and Barrington in the Sawtelle area of West Los Angeles. The flames are burning a corner of the building. Black smoke is coming out. Was that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, anywhere between the 5th and 7th floor. It's a little hard for me to tell, but flames are active. It looks like it's burned through multiple units, and we're going to keep you updated on that fire. I'm going to keep monitoring it here in the studio, and I'll let you know. But the fire appears to be out of control at this point, with a significant volume of black smoke coming from that residential building. We continue our conversation on the novel coronavirus. You probably just heard, if you were listening, the top of the hour from NPR, British Airways canceling its flights to and from that region of China where the virus has been of particular concern. And again, if you have questions, you can ask them on our AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Denise in downtown Los Angeles has a son who's at UCLA. She says there's a large enrollment of Chinese students. His roommate is Chinese, lives in the region where the virus was, returned from the area after the winter break. Wondering if her son and his roommate need to be at all concerned. Barbara Ferrer?
No, I don't think they do, unless a student has symptoms of respiratory illness and a fever. We have a lot of travelers and we have a lot of people who live in China and have traveled to and from China, who are members of our community now. And I want to urge people that there's no reason for any exclusion of people who are Chinese or of other Asian cultures and ethnicities. At this point in time, we don't have any resident cases of novel coronavirus here in L.A. County. Like everyone else, who lives in L.A. County, we're in the middle of flu season. People who have illness need to stay home and stay out of circulation. But just because you have a roommate or a friend who traveled to a part of China where there may be an outbreak, if that person doesn't have any symptoms, we're following the guidance from CDC right now that really insists that there's no reason for any exclusionary practice.
All right. We have Mia in Seattle who asks, does this outbreak relate to the handling of animals in China or the practice of what are called wet markets?
We don't have that evidence at the moment. I think that, again, as I noted, routes of transmission are still being studied. Initially there were some links that were reported from China that thought that the possible vector was, in fact, wild animals, but that has not been confirmed. And again, we would wait for the scientific community to establish that route of transmission.
Barbara Ferrer, anything else just to update us so we have the latest before we let you go?
No, I do want to just urge people, stay home if you're sick, wash your hands frequently with soap and water, still get vaccinated against the flu. The flu kills over 30,000 people a year here in the United States, and we're in the middle of flu season. We will always keep everyone posted. Should we have another case, we will make sure that the general public knows. So the rumor mill should sort of really, stop and really depend on your local public health officials to keep you well informed, both about new cases, if in fact we see them, and also steps people can take to protect themselves.
Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate the update. Thank you. Barbara Ferrer directs Los Angeles County's Department of Public Health. I'm going to update you momentarily as I'm just getting more information about that fire burning in a residential high-rise at the corner of Wilshire Boulevard. It's actually at the 11,700 block of West Wilshire Boulevard, the Sawtelle area of West Los Angeles. I'll have the very latest in just 1 minute.